This is the Chiropractic Marketing Podcast, an on-demand talk radio show that covers internet marketing best practices for chiropractors. I'm your host, Dr. Patrick McNamara. Welcome, everyone, to episode number 67 of the Chiropractic Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Patrick McNamara, and today we're diving into something that most chiropractors completely overlook when they think about their marketing strategy. We're talking about patient retention and lifecycle marketing, and more importantly, how keeping your existing patients engaged directly feeds your AI visibility and strengthens your entire online presence. Now, I know we've spent a lot of time on this podcast talking about getting new patients through the door. We've covered Google Business Profile optimization, Search Everywhere optimization, generative engine optimization, and all the cutting-edge strategies for making sure AI assistants recommend your practice. But here's the thing that most chiropractors miss. All of those strategies work exponentially better when you have a strong patient retention system in place. Let me share a stat with you that might change how you think about your marketing budget. It costs between 5 and 25 times more to acquire a new patient than it does to retain an existing one. But here's what's even more interesting from an AI visibility standpoint. Retained patients who come back regularly create consistent digital signals that AI systems absolutely love. Think about it this way. A new patient comes in once, maybe leaves a review if you ask them, and then disappears. That's one small signal to Google and AI assistants. But a retained patient who comes back quarterly for maintenance care over 3 years creates dozens of signals. They search for your practice name multiple times. They engage with your Google Business Profile repeatedly. They're more likely to leave multiple reviews. They refer friends and family who also create searches and engagement, and they interact with your content and emails over an extended period. From an AI visibility perspective, one well-retained patient is worth 10 one-time visitors because of the ongoing digital footprint they create. So let's talk about how to build a patient retention system that not only keeps people coming back, but also amplifies all the SEO and GEO work you're doing. And I'm going to keep this practical and focused on three core strategies that directly impact your online visibility. The first strategy is reactivation campaigns for dormant patients. Every chiropractic practice has patients who came in for a while, got better, and then just stopped coming back. Maybe they moved, maybe they got busy, or maybe they simply forgot about you. These dormant patients are absolute gold from a retention standpoint, because they already know you, they've already experienced your care, and they're much easier to bring back than acquiring someone completely new. But here's the key. You need a systematic approach to reaching out to these patients, and that communication needs to give them a reason to re-engage with your practice. I'm not talking about generic "we miss you" postcards. I'm talking about strategic touch points that provide value and remind them why they chose your practice in the first place. One of the most effective reactivation strategies I've seen is the seasonal wellness check campaign. Reach out to dormant patients at the beginning of each season with a message about how seasonal changes affect the body and offer a complimentary wellness assessment. This works because it's timely, it provides value, and it gives them a low commitment way to reconnect with your practice. When these dormant patients come back, they often bring friends or family members who heard about their experience, and when they do, they're searching for your practice name, checking your reviews, and engaging with your Google Business Profile. All of that activity tells Google and AI assistants that your practice is active, trusted, and worth recommending. The second strategy is building communication touchpoints that create advocates, not just satisfied patients. There's a huge difference between a patient who's satisfied with your care and a patient who actively advocates for your practice. Satisfied patients might refer someone if asked directly, but advocates proactively tell people about your practice. leave detailed reviews, and defend your reputation if they see negative comments online. The way you create advocates is through consistent, valuable communication that goes beyond appointment reminders. I'm talking about educational content that helps them understand their health better, seasonal health tips that are actually useful, and community involvement updates that show you care about more than just running a business. Here's a simple framework. Every month, send one piece of educational content to your patient list that addresses a common concern in your community. Maybe it's managing back pain while working from home, maintaining mobility as you age, or preventing sports injuries in youth athletes. Make it genuinely helpful, not salesy, and position yourself as their trusted health resource. When patients see you as a trusted resource rather than just their chiropractor, they naturally talk about you more. They forward your emails to friends, they mention you in conversations, and they leave more detailed, enthusiastic reviews. All of this creates the kind of authentic engagement that AI systems value when making recommendations. The third strategy is creating milestone touchpoints that naturally trigger reviews and referrals. Instead of awkwardly asking every patient for a review after their appointment, build your retention system around natural moments where patients are most likely to want to share their experience. For example, after a patient's 10th visit, send them a personalized message acknowledging their commitment to their health and asking how they're feeling compared to when they first came in. This is a natural moment to also include a simple link to leave a review if they've had a positive experience. You're not being pushy, you're giving them an opportunity to share at a time when they're reflecting on their progress. Another powerful milestone is the 6-month mark. Patients who've been coming to you for 6 months have usually seen significant improvements and have established a relationship with your practice. This is the perfect time to introduce your referral program, if you have one, because they're in the best position to speak authentically about their experience. These milestone touchpoints don't just generate reviews and referrals, they also create regular engagement with your practice that AI systems notice. When Google sees patients consistently interacting with your business over extended periods, it signals trust and authority that boosts your visibility in both traditional search and AI recommendations. Now let's talk about measurement, because you can't improve what you don't track. For retention-focused strategies that impact your online visibility, there are 3 simple metrics you should be monitoring every month. First, your patient retention rate. This is simply the percentage of patients who come back for additional visits after their initial treatment plan. If your retention rate is below 60%, you're losing more than half of your patients, which means you're missing out on all those ongoing digital signals we talked about. Second, your reactivation conversion rate. Of the dormant patients you reach out to each month, how many actually schedule an appointment? If you're running reactivation campaigns but not tracking conversions, you have no idea if your messaging is working. Third, your review generation rate from retained patients versus new patients. You should see retained patients leaving reviews at a much higher rate than one-time visitors. If that's not happening, it means your milestone touchpoints aren't effectively creating moments where patients naturally want to share their experience. These 3 metrics give you a clear picture of whether your retention efforts are actually creating the kind of ongoing engagement that feeds your AI visibility. Now, here's how all of this connects back to the SEO and GEO work we've been discussing throughout this podcast. When you have a strong patient retention system, every dollar you invest in optimizing your Google Business profile, improving your website, or positioning yourself for AI recommendations works harder for you. Think about it. If you're doing all the technical optimization work to rank higher in Google Maps and get recommended by AI assistants, but 90% of the people who find you only come once and never return, you're on a treadmill. You're constantly spending money and effort to replace the patients who disappeared. But when you combine strong SEO and GEO with effective patient retention, you create a compounding effect. The patients you attract through your optimized online presence stay longer, engage more, refer others, and create the ongoing signals that make your online presence even stronger. It's a virtuous cycle instead of a treadmill. If you want help optimizing your online presence so that when patients do find you and experience your care, those positive experiences translate into stronger rankings, more AI recommendations, and better overall visibility, that's exactly what we do at DC Rank. We specialize in SEO, GEO, and AI visibility strategies that ensure your practice shows up everywhere patients are looking, from Google Maps to AI assistants like ChatGPT. When your digital foundation is rock solid, every retained patient becomes exponentially more valuable because their ongoing engagement amplifies your visibility. You can learn more at dcrank.com. So here's your action step for this week. Look at your patient database and identify your top 20 most loyal patients, the ones who've been coming to you consistently for a year or more. Reach out to each of them personally, thank them for their continued trust, and ask if there's anything else you could be doing to support their health goals. This simple exercise accomplishes two things. It strengthens your relationship with your best patients, the ones most likely to refer others and leave great reviews, and it gives you direct feedback on what's working in your retention efforts and what could be improved. Remember, in today's AI-driven marketing landscape, patient retention isn't just about keeping your schedule full. It's about creating the consistent engagement, authentic reviews, and ongoing digital signals that tell Google and AI assistants your practice is the obvious choice. The practices that thrive in the years ahead won't just be the ones that attract new patients. They'll be the ones that keep patients engaged for the long term while maximizing every digital signal those relationships create. All right, that wraps things up for today's episode. Thanks for tuning in to the Chiropractic Marketing Podcast. Before you go, remember to subscribe to my podcast on your favorite platform. Whether it's Apple Podcasts, Audible, YouTube Podcasts, Spotify, or others, I've got you covered. If you need to see a full list of supported platforms, simply visit chiropracticmarketingpodcast.com. Last but certainly not least, I'd love to hear your thoughts on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews not only help build awareness of what I'm talking about, but also give me a good indication of how I'm doing. Be nice, be fair, but definitely be honest. I would greatly appreciate it, and so will future listeners. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.